Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. It's the bye week for the Bengals, so they get a chance to get a little bit of break, the players at least, before resuming action a week from Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. Here's how things stand going into the bye. The Bengals, despite their 0-3 start, just a game behind the first place Steelers and Ravens. Those two teams are 3-2. The Bengals, of course, 2-3. The strength of the Bengals to date has been the defense. Tied for second in the NFL in points allowed, number two in the NFL in yards allowed behind the Denver Broncos. Are we looking at a championship caliber defense?
Certainly at a history-making defense, Horty. These guys are on pace, actually. They give up the fewest points and the fewest yards allowed in team history. And it's funny, I was talking to a guy at the beginning of the year, well, how are they going to do? I said, I don't know how they're going to do this year, but next year I think they're going to be really good because of the draft. Well, the kids have just, I think they've played better. Obviously, they've played better than they thought they were going to. I mean, they got 3.5 sacks out of Kyle Lawson. He's making a strong bid for rookie of the year. William Jackson is in his first year, the corner. He's had to play a lot more than people expected. He's held down the fourth. Jordan Willis acts like he's been in the league 12 years. You know, so they're getting great production from the kids, and they still got these veterans. Vontaze Burfict came back just at the right time to add that veteran leadership. So they're deep at corner. Horty, they got a chance to do something special with that defense with the numbers.
Offense, on the other hand, has not been great. 27th in the NFL in points scored, 23rd in the NFL in total yards, next to last in the NFL in yards per rushing attempt. The defense has been great. The offense needs to get better for this team to get where it wants to go.
You know, the one guy we know that's working this bye week is Bill Lazor, the offensive coordinator who has came in for Ken Zampezi after the first 4 days of the season. And I think you'd have to say to a man, I think people would have to agree, he's done a very good job in a very unenviable position of having to come in midstream, and he steadied the ship. Obviously, as you said, they've got to do much better. But, you know, I kind of compare it to 2014 when that was also right now they're hurting without John Ross and Tyler Eifert. That's a problem. Back in 14, they didn't have Marvin Jones or Tyler Eifert. They also didn't have A.J. Green. 5 games, he didn't have a catch. So they were probably in worse shape then than they are now. And they ended up winning 10 games because they handed the ball off. And they went to Jeremy Hill, and they said, you're our guy, and he got 1,000 yards. Now, they're nowhere near that, but I think they're going to have to be in order to overcome, you know, the injuries to Ross and Eifert.
Here's the difference, though. They handed it off to Jeremy Hill, and it worked.
Right.
This year, when they've tried to run the ball, they're getting about 3 yards per carry.
Well, right, that's the problem. And if they don't fix that, when we've been talking about it's a 5-game season, you know, we'll know if they were able to fix it. They don't have a hell of a lot of time to fix it because 4 of the next 5 are on the road with very good. They're looking at, 2 or 3 of those teams are going to be in the AFC playoffs. And if it's not them, then it might be all 4 that they're playing. So we'll know. We aren't going to find this out on New Year's Eve. We'll know before Thanksgiving weekend.
And looking at that big picture going forward, up next, a road game in Pittsburgh. The Steelers don't have a bye this week. They are on the road at Kansas City, where they'll obviously be an underdog against the NFL's only remaining undefeated team. The Ravens have a home game against the Bears. Figure that they'll probably win that game. But in any case, a road game at Pittsburgh, a home game against the Colts, and then a 3-game stretch of road games and tough ones.
Yeah, salty. Jacksonville, Tennessee, Denver. The thing is, you go back to 14, they had a stretch like that. The teams weren't that good, but I know at the beginning of the year I said, man, those three on the road. Well, they ended up winning those three on the road, and they ended up getting them through, and that ended up getting them through. So, but it took, you know, they do have to me, they have the right elements. If you're gonna survive, you have to survive with defense. And they've got that, and they've got the special teams so far have been good. I think they're going to pop a return one of these days. I think they'll win a game with a punt return, whether it's Adam Jones or Alex Erickson. That's going to happen. But you know, if they can't get the running game figured out, Horty, it's going to be a long November and December.
All right, The Bengals off this weekend on the road at Pittsburgh a week from Sunday. That game has been moved back, by the way, a 4:25 kick against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For Butch Hobson and our photographer Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Hoard. Thank you for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.